Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 5th. Happy Saturday. I hope that you're having a wonderful day, that you're able to be out on a walk or enjoying a swing on the porch. Something relaxing on this day. Also, on Saturdays, we try to think about a nation that we'll be praying for, and today we'll be praying for South Korea. In the scriptures today, we're in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. This is a challenging passage about the parable of the tenants. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with the 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put the money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw the worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What do the 5 bags of gold, or the 2 or the 1 bag of gold, remind us of, or what do they mean for us? Well, in one of the study Bibles that I'm reading, it gave a good perspective. It says, here, the word represents all the opportunities God gives people to serve him, including their wealth, reputation, abilities, and learning. And so a question for us to ponder today is, are we using all that God has given us to help others around us flourish, and so that the gospel might go forward in our world? As we enter into a time of prayer, we want to be in prayer for those brothers and sisters in Christ who are in South Korea. Operation World Calendar asks us to pray for South Korea today. It reminds me of when we had Clark Skelton on the podcast a couple of weeks back. He was a missionary to Korea. And so we pray alongside the Koreans in Korea, but also here in Alabama, all the different churches with whom Clark works. Will you pray with me? Father, we pause, mindful of the fact that you are almighty. We want to be about your purposes With all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, help us to be a blessing to others. Help us to be good conduits of your love, generosity, grace, joy, and peace today. We pray for the South Koreans in South Korea. We pray for those in the church there that it would continue to thrive, Lord. And we pray for the youth of South Korea that they would not get caught up in the culture, but that they would seek you. And we pray for the Korean churches here in Alabama and specifically for Clark's work with them. We ask your blessings on him. We thank you, Lord, for this fellowship that we share around your word. We pray that it would continue to work on us throughout the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.